student advocates and victim support groups are questioning the independence of a landmark study into university sexual assaults. In August, the Human Rights Commission announced the first national survey to assess the extent of assaults and harassment of students. The survey has the backing of Universities Australia, which has contributed $1 million toward the investigation. Students say they're sceptical of the partnership and fear it could result in watered-down findings. Penny Timms reports.
Shana Bremner is the founder and director of Australia's End Rape on Campus organisation. She has serious concerns about the integrity of the Human Rights Commission's study, and she says she's not alone.
I've definitely had students come to me and say, I cannot fill this out if Universities Australia is involved. They were the organisation that I reported my rape to. How can I now trust that they will A, keep my information confidential, and B, take any action after I've told my story?
To complete the survey, students are either selected at random or anyone who has ever been to uni can nominate to fill it out online. Anna Hush is the women's officer at the University of Sydney, and she shares similar views as Ms. Bremner. Both fear the findings could be compromised. That's because Universities Australia is funding the survey, and it's the peak body representing the nation's 39 unis.
If the universities are paying for the survey to be conducted, then it's clearly not independent from their institutional interests.
The survey is also branded as Respect Now Always, which is a campaign slogan used by Universities Australia.
So I think when students see this branding and then they're told that the survey's independent, it's confusing, and I think students are pretty sceptical of that claim.
Katrina Jackson is the Deputy CEO of Universities Australia and says UA's involvement is solely financial and comes with the best of intentions.
I really think those concerns are seriously unfounded. We've commissioned the Independent Human Rights Commission to conduct the survey on our behalf. Doesn't get more independent than that.
Kate Jenkins is Australia's Sex Discrimination Commissioner with the Human Rights Commission. She's aware of the concerns, but she says the survey is confidential, independent, and universities will never see the responses.
This piece of work will only be successful if we are fiercely independent, if we are prepared to call out the universities, depending on what the findings are, and if we work with those students who have concerns. Whilst the universities are keen for the work, it's only through the support and commitment of the students to the work that we can really help bring about the change.
Ms. Jenkins says the Commission's record of independence is what prompted UA to approach it in the first place. Either way, Anna Hush says the survey is just the first of many steps that need to be taken to address the issue of sexual assault and harassment in universities, and she thinks the findings should be binding.
Then needs to be some kind of broader, like, legislative framework, for example, that binds the universities to take action on this issue. Because as we've seen for the past many decades that this has been an issue for universities, they're not particularly good at taking a proactive stance.
The survey results will be announced early next year.
Penny Timms with that report.